I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your final Rutherford Roundup for September on this Tuesday, September the 30th, 2025. Tennessee's housing market held steady in the second quarter of 2025, with a slight home price increase and significant growth in inventory. The report from MTSU's Business and Economic Research Center, led by Marat Eric, noted that despite a slowdown in new construction permits statewide, particularly for multifamily units, foreclosure and mortgage delinquency rates remain stable. Metro areas like Nashville, Memphis, and Knoxville saw mixed results in home closings, while cities like Morristown and Clarksville led in quarterly home gains. Murfreesboro and Rutherford County reflected the statewide trend of modest price appreciation and higher inventory, positioning the region for potential buyer activity if construction rebounds. Transitioning to personal finances, a recent analysis shows a widening gap in credit health among young adults across Tennessee. While the Memphis area ranked worst in the nation for credit card delinquency among 18 to 34-year-olds, the Nashville-Murfreesboro-Franklin metro area, including Rutherford County, reported far stronger outcomes. Just 13.4% of young adults in the region are severely delinquent, compared to 27.5% in Memphis. Credit utilizations and wage growth in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and surrounding areas also paint a more resilient picture, with wages up to over 47% in Rutherford County over the past 5 years and job growth holding steady, Middle Tennessee stands out as an economic bright spot. As inflation and student loan repayments continue to weigh on residents, Rutherford County's balanced housing market and growing job base may offer a buffer against further financial strain. It's now confirmed a new freestanding emergency room is on its way to Southern Murfreesboro, thanks to unanimous approval from the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission. TriStar Stonecrest Medical Center received the green light for a certificate of need to build the $19 million TriStar Murfreesboro ER at the intersection of South Church Street and Warrior Drive. Designed to serve one of Tennessee's fastest-growing regions, the facility will include 11 treatment rooms, a trauma bay, advanced imaging, a full-service lab, and 3-bay transport bays. TriStar Stonecrest CEO Lou Caputo called the project a critical investment in the health and safety of our community. The move follows strong community support, including over 1,200 letters submitted in favor and a 7-0 vote from the commission. Last year alone, more than 8,000 Murfreesboro residents traveled to Smyrna for emergency services. With the addition of this ER, TriStar hopes to ease that burden and improve emergency care across Rutherford County. Meanwhile, northern residents can expect expanded services too, as Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford and Murfreesboro Medical Clinic plan another ER in Las Casas. While healthcare infrastructure is expanding, fuel prices are drawing attention across Rutherford County. AAA reports Tennessee now ranks 5th in the nation for cheapest gas, with regular unleaded averaging $2.73 per gallon. Locally, Rutherford County comes in lower at $2.67 per gallon, making it the 25th cheapest among Tennessee's 95 counties. Shelbyville and Bedford County edges out the rest with an average of $2.60, while Cannon County sees a spike at $2.90 per gallon. As the national conversation around teacher pay and working conditions grows louder, Tennessee finds itself in the spotlight. This year's National Education Association report ranks the volunteer state 38th in the U.S. for average teacher salary, a slight improvement, but still behind neighboring states. J.C. Bauman, CEO of Professional Educators of Tennessee, says pay hasn't kept pace with inflation or with the cost of living, pushing some educators to leave the profession or even the state. While recent legislation, including the Teacher Paycheck Protection Act, aims to raise the minimum starting salary to $50,000 by 2026 to 2027, Bauman notes that it does little to support veteran educators. In areas like Murfreesboro and Smyrna, where rapid growth strains school systems, the gap between new incentives and long-term retention remains a pressing concern. Lawmakers agree that more must be done to keep experienced teachers in the classroom. Meanwhile, a looming federal government shutdown could create ripple effects across Tennessee, including here in Rutherford County. With over 32,000 federal workers in the state, some residents may soon face furloughs or unpaid labor. Nashville International Airport has assured the public that immediate impacts will be minimal, though many federal workers there could be required to work without pay. Local families may also be affected. If the shutdown stretches into October, Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, benefits could be paused. While Social Security, Medicare, and veterans' disability payments would continue, customer service delays are expected. In Middle Tennessee, including Murfreesboro and Smyrna, uncertainty surrounding public services only adds to existing concerns over education funding and economic stability. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadioWGNS on Facebook as well as X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.